Now, the other news came from our court reporter, Gil Taylor, and I'll try and talk to Gil this hour if I can. All charges against Nicola Teo, the daughter of Charlie, over an alleged accident that left former bikie Jock Ross fighting for his life in 2019 have been dropped. All charges have been dropped against Nicola. There's no reason given. There was a report yesterday that the judge was waiting on a psychiatric report before proceeding to trial. We don't know. And I guess we'll have to wait until Gil is available to tell us exactly what's happened in that particular case. But they have, it's a DPP matter, so I'd imagine they've dropped all the charges. They've dropped all the charges. Gil will be with us. In fact, he's there right now online. G'day, Gil.
Hi, Ray.
We're just discussing the reasons for the dropping of all charges. Any indication why they've been dropped against Nicola Teo?
Well, can you tell me? Ray, we didn't get any explanation from either the Crown or the defence. We're in 3.1 in district, which is sort of the short matters court. It's sort of like triage for trials, if you know what I mean.
And yeah.
Suddenly, the judge says, Ms. Teo, all the matters against you have been withdrawn. You are now free to go and get on with your life. And I think practically everyone in court, including Nicola Teo and her friends that were with her today, were just looking sideways, wondering what was happening. So next thing you know, she's left court. She didn't speak to us, but all charges dropped. And we haven't got a reason yet, but I've actually put a call into the DPP. Hopefully they'll get back shortly and just let us know what's happened there. But I can't think of the reason. I mean, there were allegations that she was on the wrong side of the road.
Mm.
Obviously, Mr. Ross, Jock Ross, was seriously injured. There's no question there. But obviously, there's a lot of things we don't know.
Yeah, I know the road well where they're talking about Lower McDonald's. A very narrow road. Depending on which side of the river, it's either dirt or a bit of asphalt. So, you know, I don't know whether that played a role. But in normal circumstances, if the DPP, and that's the prosecute authority, have withdrawn all charges, they'd have to have a reason. They can't just arbitrarily do it. They must have a reason to do it.
No, there's got to be a reason. I mean, this was in court yesterday as well, and obviously trying to start.
Mm.
I have no idea if there was any kind of negotiations. I wouldn't have the faintest there, but normally they do address the court and explain to the judge why it's occurred, because you're on the verge of getting a court allocated and a judge listed for you. So that's one of the very rare times, I think, that actually occurred, where they've just said you're free to go. Charges dropped, and that's all you hear. I mean, that rarely ever happens. Normally there's some sort of address to the court as to why. Yes.
What about me tossing this one up? There wouldn't have been too many witnesses in that very rural and remote area. What if Mr. Ross didn't want to give evidence as to what occurred?
Well, I guess there'll be a lot of public speculation about this case.
Well, I mean, I don't know what happened, but given that you don't know, the speculation would be if the DPP decided not to proceed, it may be that the only person to call and give evidence was Mr. Ross, and maybe Mr. Ross decided he didn't want to give evidence. I don't know.
Yeah, anything's a possibility. I guess that's a question for Mr. Ross. His daughter did come outside. Well, she just said her name was Holly. She didn't give her full name, but she said, my dad was in hospital for this length of time, and this is unfair. These sorts of things, as is often the case when you get situations like this. That's all she said.
She said it was unfair.
She said it was unfair. We're obviously not happy with today's decision. That side of it wouldn't be, but we just don't know what's occurred here.
Well, it's a mystery, and we'll find out, I guess, in the fullness of time. Thanks for your time, Gil, as always.
Thanks, Ray.
Gil Taylor at the District Court in Sydney, a mystery.